For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Welcome, everyone, to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. Great to have you with us, as always, right here on VOCNation.com. This is the place to be, folks. We talk about past, present, and future professional wrestling, plus so much more. You never know who's going to call in and tap the fun. Always a great time in WCW Retro. Tonight, it's a special night, because this is Four Horsemen night. We'll be discussing the career of the Four Horsemen, the many variations through the years, and its history. And can't wait to dive into the Four Horsemen talk with you guys tonight. So if you got any cool Four Horsemen stories you want to share with us on this live WCW Retro podcast, call in anytime while we're on the air at 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. I'm really excited about the Four Horsemen talk tonight. Some of the years of Four Horsemen I lived through myself being a part of WCW. So definitely excited to talk Four Horsemen tonight with you guys. Before we get to the callers and talk Four Horsemen tonight, I'd like to make a few shout-outs and announcements, if you will. First off, shout-outs to Masters of Ring Entertainment at mastersofringentertainment.com. Fishing with Special Friends at fishingwithspecialfriends.com. Cauliflower Alley Club at cauliflowerallyclub.org. O-R-G. Innovative Hybrid Wrestling in the Maritimes area in Canada. Give them some love and find out what they're up to on their Facebook page, facebook.com/IHW Wrestling. I currently star as a chief in the Dust series, 3 seasons so far. We're going to be on set this coming year for season 4, and you can watch all 3 seasons on Avail TV at availfilms.com, availfilms.com, or on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/DUSK series. So give us some love, and can't wait to get started in the 4th season for you guys. Really excited. I'm also going to be on set soon for The Devil's Daughter, a Harlequin origin story, which I'll be starring as Dr. Jeremy Arkham in that film. For more information and updates on that film, go to facebook.com/realdevilsdaughter. And speaking of The Devil's Daughter cast, we're going to be at the Charlotte Comic-Con this Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Concord Convention Center in Concord, North Carolina. And for more information on Charlotte Comic-Con, go to the website at charlottecomiccon.com, all together, no space. We're also going to be special judges for the cosplay contest that day as well. And it's this Sunday, April 11th, at Concord, North Carolina, at the Concord Convention Center. So come join us this Sunday if you're in the area. Also, tomorrow night on my horror sci-fi show, The Stroh Zone, on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Stroh the Maestro, at midnight Eastern Standard Time, the feature will be The Ghost and the Guest from the 50s, a classic. So please tune in and check that out. Dorothy will be there. And of course, yours truly, Papa Stroh. Should be a good time. Yeah, lots of great things going on. I have humbly been going to be inducted in the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame May 15th at Holy City Brewing Company in Charleston, South Carolina, for the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame. I'm very honored that I'm going to be inducted with this year's class of 2021. I'm going to be inducted along with the legendary Susan Green, my former tag team partner and former NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Tommy Wildfire Rich, the Amazing Velvet, LA Tank, Michael Devine, plus more on hand that will be inducted in the 2021 Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame, May 15th. For more information, go to www.carolinawrestlinghalloffame.com for more info. And thank you for everyone that has supported me through the years, my wrestling career. Love you all for it, and I'm very honored to be inducted May 15th in the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame. So thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be on set soon for a horror short called The Dark Towers, and I'll give you guys more information about that as it develops. I also got a pilot miniseries in the works I'm in talks with, so I'll definitely keep you guys informed on that as well. I got a horror movie coming out later on this year called Stench of Iniquity, which I star as an ancient vampire named Abba in the film. But for more updates on that film, go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/stenchofiniquity. And to support all the great podcasts we got on VOCNation.com, In the Room, every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shelly Martinez every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wrestling History, Bruce Ford and Ken Resnick, and the legendary Bill Apter every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, WCW Retro here every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You have Sassy Steph, has her podcast here on BBC Nation. The Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez, has a weekly podcast now on BBCNation.com. And plus some and all the great programming and podcasts we got here on BBCNation.com. Get your fix every week. And get the schedules of when your favorite podcast will be on the air, go to VOCNation.com for more info. And thank you guys for your support. And speaking of support, please support us on Pro Wrestling Tees at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation, where you can buy your favorite VOC Nation T-shirt, including WCW Retro T-shirts on sale, and shirts of yours truly, Papa Strode, the four faces of Strode, join the Strovolution. And proceeds will help benefit our network. So thank you for your support. If you'd like to make a donation to myself, buy me a cup of coffee, tips, etc. And thank you for those that have already donated. Much love and appreciation for that. But if you'd like to donate, send it my PayPal. PayPal.me, M as in Mary, E as in Eat, /Papa Stro. So all together is PayPal.me/Papa Stro. And thank you in advance for your support. And to reach me online, my official website is thestro.com, thestro.com. My merchandise page to get your Papa Stro merch is thestro.com, thestro.com/merchandise. And I've got merchandise for all ages, including pets, on sale. So get your Papa Stro merch and represent Team Stro worldwide today. I'm on Facebook at Stro the Maestro, Twitter at @DeStro. On Twitch at twitch.tv/RealPapaStro. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/StroMaestro. And if you email me for bookings for TV, wrestling, film, endorsements, voiceover commentary, seminars, conventions, Comic-Cons, radio, interviews, I do a lot these days, a whole bunch of stuff. So to book me for any events and then some, or cast me your television, film, or TV series, or special, email me at strofoya@yahoo.com. That's S-T-R-O, number 4-Y-A, strofoya, all together, no space, @yahoo.com. And if you'd like to be a special guest on WCW Retro, shoot me an email at wcwretro@yahoo.com. I'd love to have you, bring you on the show, and give you some exposure, if you will, to the world, man. And VOC Nation is rocking, man. We're kicking butt. We're reaching number one in demographics from around the world. And hopefully we'll be number one soon in the U.S. So we're working on it. We're getting there. But we're making waves, man, around the world. And thank you for the countries that supported us, that listened to VOCNation.com. Much appreciated for love. I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to take our first commercial break, and then we come back. We'll be talking Four Horsemen, Daddy, right here on VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. And let's see what we can do here. We just find something cool to lead into the commercial with. I had something cool here. I lost it, but we're back now. Okay, let's see. Let's go into the commercial with some Ricky Steamboat. We'll be back in a few minutes, folks. Stick with us.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast, called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cassie Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Wrestling.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Rock and Roll Union and North Step Productions, in conjunction with Boo Ray Atlantic City, proudly present Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th, featuring As We Become Ghosts and Rat Rod. It's been a long, cold winter, and now it's time to rock. Also appearing, the Rock and Roll Union House Band, Shades of Grey, playing all of your favorites from the 60s to now. All COVID regulations will be in place. Tickets are available at Eventbrite.com and are extremely limited, so get them before they run out. Doors open at 6 and showtime is at 7. Rat Rod, As We Become Ghosts, and Shades of Grey. Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th at Boo Ray, 201 South New York Avenue, Atlantic City. Did I mention there's free parking? Don't miss it.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Now let's bring in once again the man, the world heavyweight champion, it's your boy Ric Flair.
You know, as great as I am, it's a little hard when there are too many telephone booths around myself to get ready to come out here as style and profile for the world today. You see, this is the world heavyweight champion. Just like this one moment, the greatest athlete alive. Just like this, the second moment, a refined business executive. And you know what? When you're the world champion, you always hang out with the elite people in the greatest sport in the world. I'm talking about professional wrestling. You look at the great Tony Blanchard, United States heavyweight champion, right here. My own family, the national tag team champion. Only in our innocence and the new world, and I mean world television champion, the great Arn Anderson. And Tony, you gotta know that, brother, you're standing right here in some tall cotton. If you know what I mean, right, Ole?
Some of the best in the world. Not some of the best. You're talking about the best. Everybody else looks at the Andersons. They look at Flair. They look at Blanchard. And when they try to figure out a game plan, or when they want to figure out how they want to be the rest of their life, that's the people that they look at. We're the people that they look at. We've got more pictures in wrestling rooms, locker rooms, than any place else, anybody else in the whole world. That's because we're the best. We've got the belts to prove it. We've always done a lot of talking. We've always done a lot of bragging. But like we said years ago, I guess, it's difficult to be modest when you're so great. And we are great.
Lord, how it's hard to be humble.
You know, you're looking at the real positive attraction guys right here. I mean, girls, is there anything like it? I know all you women out there in Columbus know how refined Ole Anderson can be, huh? You remember how you used to pay around?
Classic promo from the Four Horsemen, the OGs, if you will. Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, Ole Anderson, and J.J. Dillon. Classic. One of the greatest factions of all time, the Four Horsemen, and which is the topic of tonight's discussion here in WCW Retro. If you guys got any cool Four Horsemen stories you'd like to share on air, feel free to call in, 914-338-1885. Once again, it's 914-338-1885. Love to talk to them with you guys. So much history of the Four Horsemen, though. Oh, my gosh. I mentioned a few seconds earlier, one of the greatest factions ever. We had many variations through the years. Lex Luger was a Four Horseman, Barry Windham, Paul Roma, Sid Vicious, Dean Malenko, Chris Benoit, Steve Mongo McMichael. It's really interesting the variations through the years of the Four Horsemen. And at one point when they were with Barry Windham, all four were champions, with Barry Windham was the United States champion, Tully Blanchard and Arn Anderson were the World Tag Team champions, and Ric Flair was the World Heavyweight Champion. Tremendous time, the Four Horsemen. But, so much history there. And the Four Horsemen faced the very best at the time with the Road Warriors, Dusty Rhodes, Magnum T.A., Ronnie Garvin, Jimmy Garvin, Rock and Roll Express. The list goes on, the names that they're in the ring with and had legendary matches with. The Nikita Koloff I can go on like a list all night long of tremendous teams and singles competitors they were in the ring with. So, always the four horsemen were always a constant, if you will. And I mean, and I know anytime the horseman was in the ring with anybody, they'd make whoever they were in the ring with look like $1 million. And it's amazing. I mean, the true workhorses of the business, the four horsemen. So, yeah, good stuff. Oh, yeah, okay. We got a caller here, 3114 area code. The Four Horsemen night here in WCW Retro. Let's see who this is. Oh, welcome to WCW Retro. Hello. Okay, well, sounds like they're having a party going on. So, keep listening, and when the coast is clear, you can call back in. But, yeah, the Four Horsemen night right here in WCW Retro. And it's a big wrestling week altogether, being it's WrestleMania week as well. You know, of course, you had Monday Night Raw. Like Tuesday, you had the WWE Hall of Fame, which, you know, some very good friends of mine got inducted into the Hall of Fame. Rob Van Dam, JBL, Kane, Molly Holly. Yeah, a tremendous Hall of Fame ceremony. Eric Bischoff, Hulk Hogan, the NWO. Yeah. And a lot of the names I just mentioned, you know, I've wrestled with through the years, so it really hit home this year, the Hall of Fame and everything. But like I had like many great matches with Rob Van Dam through the years. Of course, I was in WCW with Hulk Hogan, the NWO, and Molly Holly. I've known Kane forever, even back in the days of Smoky Mountain Wrestling when he was Unabomber. It's tremendous seeing him being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. And JBL, I've known JBL for years. Him and my dad were really good friends, actually. So, I first met JBL at an NWA show down in Texas years ago. And ever since, him and my dad really hit it off. Got to be good friends. And Eric Bischoff, man, he's the guy that hired me in WCW. So, always much respect for Eric, and really happy he got inducted this year as well. So, yeah. And so the Hall of Fame was this Tuesday night. Wednesday was AEW Dynamite and night one of Stand and Deliver at NXT, both good shows. Tonight is night two of Stand and Deliver with NXT. And then, of course, tomorrow night, SmackDown. And then Saturday and Sunday is WrestleMania. Woof, a lot of wrestling, man. A lot of wrestling. So, big week for sure. But back to the Four Horsemen, man. Oh, gosh. I mean, they're involved in the War Games. All together and individually, they had good matches. Like Tully Blanchard and Arn Anderson were a good tag team as well as singles competitors. Ole Anderson, The Rock, he was the OG Horseman, alongside with Ric Flair, who was who was the constant with the Four Horsemen, and it's. Interesting how Arn Anderson was the one that created the name Four Horsemen. He mentioned the promo years ago, and it just stuck to it, and that's how they became the Four Horsemen. And it's been legendary. It's been household names ever since. Great, great stuff. We'll be taking another commercial break, and we'll come back. We'll be talking Four Horsemen and taking calls from you guys, so call in. Once again, you can call in at 914-338-1885 and give us your favorite Four Horsemen story for tonight. But stick with us, and we'll be back in a few and lead into the commercial. Let's see what we can do here. Lead into the commercial, go for some NWO. Be back in a few, folks. Stick with us.
Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Dangerous Danny Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter, at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests, sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We've excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern. VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
WCW Retro, Papa Stro here, and we're discussing Four Horsemen tonight. It's the Four Horsemen night. And anytime you guys want to call in and talk Four Horsemen, you can do so at 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. And let's get to it, shall we? Okay. 479 area code. Welcome to WCW Retro.
Hi, Stro. It's Granny.
Granny, how you doing? Welcome back.
I'm okay. Sorry I missed last week. I would have loved to have been a part of last week's discussion, being that you were all talking about Ricky and Robert. You there, Stro? Did I lose you?
Okay, guys, I'm back. A little technical difficulty. Let's get Granny back on the air here.
Hello.
Granny, welcome back.
Me.
Yeah, sorry. Some tech issues.
Oh, yeah,
no,
well,
fine. It's a Four Horsemen night tonight. You got any Four Horsemen stories you want to share? Or?
Well, yeah, I do. I hated missing last week, though. I mean, you know, last week y'all had were talking about the Rock and Roll Express. I would have loved to have been part of that discussion, but Four Horsemen
yeah.
are pretty cool, you know.
I know you're not much of a heel person, but
no,
yeah,
but,
you got to
admire
the Four Horsemen.
Now, okay, now I never got to meet Flair. I didn't get to go to that actual wrestling show a couple years ago in Hot Springs, but Ric Flair was supposed to make an appearance and he couldn't make it, so they brought Lex Luger in. But I did get to meet my Anthony and David and I. We got to meet Arn Anderson at that CWA show back in October of 2019. That was pretty cool.
Awesome.
He was
awesome.
really a nice guy. But you know,
yeah,
that show
yeah.
that Flair was supposed to have been at in like May of 2019, there were so many fans that got so upset at the promoter. And it really wasn't the promoter's fault what happened. But I tell you, they were to the point where after that show, they didn't do several shows for several months because of the way some people were acting, you know, when Flair couldn't make, you know, when Flair couldn't make it to the show, you know, and they were demanding
right.
their money
well,
back, and they were
well,
just being
back
hateful
to Arn
about
Anderson.
It.
And Arn Anderson's one of the OGs of the Four Horsemen. I mean, he's pretty much the guy
mm-hmm.
that gave the name to the Four Horsemen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But he was really a nice guy. I'm really glad that we had the opportunity to get to meet him.
Absolutely. Good stuff. All right. Let's invite more people to the party, shall we? 854 area code. Welcome to WCW Retro.
Hi, Papa Stro. Hi, Granny.
Hey, Malcolm.
Hi, Malcolm. How you doing, man?
Things are getting better. I mean, I got to meet Ric Flair 3 times. Papa Stro, I've got to tell you this. It was a show in 2011. I think it was May. And Ric Flair was Victor Pritchard ran Gemini Sports Cards, and I show up and I got a white Oakland Raider number 12 black number with silver trim Kenny Stabler jersey because I had a snake around my neck, and me and Ric were talking, we were taking a photo together the first time I met him, and we're looking straight ahead, and I got this big smile on my face. I'm doing this Hogan pose where I got my arm extended, my other arm over my head kind of thing, and Rick's got, like, peripheral vision. He's looking to the side of me, you know, with his eyes. They're look like looking sideways, you know, instead of straight ahead. He's kind of looking to the side of me, you know, like I lost my mind. So, yeah, I missed him the second time. I didn't bring a copy of the picture. I had it blown up into an 8x10.
Rick's always been that way. He's always aware of his surroundings. Even in the ring, if you ever notice, even when he's taking backdrops
yeah.
and stuff like that, he's always looking where he's going. So he's a smart guy, Rick is. Yeah.
Yeah, but the third time we took the picture, I showed Rick. Rick goes, "That's a woo picture." And we're both laughing. And it's like the third picture, you can see us both almost, instead of smiling, we're both almost laughing. You know, I'm like right next to him, sitting in a chair. So, and I met Arn Anderson and Barry Windham I met them at Starcast. That was Memorial Day. I believe it was on Sunday. It was the same day I met the Rock and Roll Express, and Tully Blanchard and J.J. Dillon were there. And this was like in sometime the end of May. And Ric Flair, they told me, was sick. He was supposed to be at the event, but he couldn't make it. So I gave J.J. this get well card for Ric Flair because he had been so nice to me. He even signed a picture. He signed my Hulk Hogan jacket. I couldn't believe that. I mean, I've been to so many events, Papa Stro, and got these wrestling fans say, oh, don't have this guy sign that Hulk Hogan jacket. He hates Hulk Hogan. You know, but The Undertaker signed it. Ric Flair signed it. Bret Hart signed it. All these guys, they told me Steve Austin signed it for me. I mean, all these guys, they said, hated Hulk Hogan. He signed it anyway, you know. And I was going to have Arn Anderson and Barry Windham sign it, but I had this NWO weight belt. It was black with silver NWO in the middle. Hogan knows I like the Raiders. I mean, Granny, it's not the Raiders of today. It's the old Raiders I grew up with when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Malcolm. I know.
I'm walking away from the Raiders. I'm selling my car. I told everybody I moved back here to South Carolina. I want a new start. I'm trading in. This has nothing to do with the NFL. You know, I know you like the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs and everything, but it has nothing to do with that. This has to do, I traded my silver and black for some red and yellow, and that stands for Hulkamania, and some red, white, and blue, too. So, but Papa Stro, I met Tully Blanchard. I'll never forget, we're at the CAC. I don't know if you were there, the Cough Rally Club. And Mike and me took a picture with J.J. Dillon and Tully Blanchard, and I knew how to hold up the Four Horsemen sign. But J.J.'s trying to show Mike how to do the Four Horsemen sign, and me and Tully are laughing.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
The main person from the Horsemen I haven't met yet, I've met Sting. I've met Luger. They were part of the Horsemen back in the 80s and the early 90s. But I have not met Ole Anderson. You know, and I even refer, Papa Stro, I even refer to my mental disability, my four symptoms, my four conditions. I have schizophrenia, paranoia, bipolar, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, the schizophrenia would be Ric Flair, okay, and the paranoia would probably be Tully Blanchard, and the bipolar would be Ole Anderson, and the post-traumatic stress disorder, because he's a war veteran, would be Arn Anderson, the enforcer. So, like, yeah, I want people to hear that.
If you ever meet Ole Anderson, you have to come back and tell us all about it.
I definitely got to hear about it. I told Ric Flair I'd love to meet him, because I like, if I meet Ole, I'm going to come. I loved it when he goes,
always one of a kind.
Yeah, they were kicking.
Always one of a kind.
They were kicking Sting. It was Clash of the Champions night, and they were kicking Sting out of a Horseman. And he goes, it doesn't take a blind man to see there's three of us and only one of you. I mean, I just love, if I meet Ole Anderson, I'm going to
come. Actually,
I
was
going to
play that promo, actually, right before you guys got on the air here. I was going to play that promo with the kick thing out of the Horseman.
I missed that. I'm sorry. I tucked my
No, it's quite all right. I'll probably do it later on the show. But, yeah,
okay.
It's funny you mentioned that. I was getting ready to play that clip.
Yeah, but can I mention my favorite moment from Tully Blanchard and Arn Anderson? My favorite moment with Barry Windham and Ric Flair.
Yeah, that's what I've been waiting for.
Go for it. Okay. Tully and Arn, they took on the Road Warriors in I believe it was in September of 88, and that it was right before Tully and Arn went to the WWF and became the Brainbusters with Bobby Heenan. But they lost the belts to the Road Warriors. You know, that's one. The other is it was January of 1989, and Hot Step Eddie Gilbert had a challenge from Barry Windham and Ric Flair. And he said he was going to bring a mystery partner, talking to Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone. He was going to bring a mystery partner next week, next Saturday. And it ended up being Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. And Steamboat made his debut. He ended up wrestling Flair at War Games and took the title from Flair. But he built this whole thing up. You know, Ricky came back to the NWA, you know, and I thought that was one of the coolest moments ever in NWA and wrestling history to me. You know, Scott Steph Ed Gilbert, you know. Yeah, so those are my
yeah,
two moments.
Yeah, what a great deal that was. Yeah, I remember that. That was great stuff. Mr. Hollywood
yeah,
is joining us. Welcome back, Mr. Hollywood.
Oh, sorry.
How you doing, Papa Stu Maestro?
Yeah.
Is that Malcolm? We got Malcolm.
We got
Granny Hulkster. We have Granny Hulkster, Mr. Hollywood, the Dream Team. We have Malcolm, and we have Papa Stu Maestro, WCW Retro. And who
it's Four Horsemen Night, man.
It's good to hear your
horsemen.
Voice, Mr. Hollywood. We haven't talked for quite a while.
It's good. How you doing, Granny? It's good to hear your voice, Granny Hulkster. You doing okay?
I've been
it's
very
Four Horsemen
good.
Night,
been
man.
Very
what you got
busy.
For the Four Horsemen?
Oh, I got
what
something
you got for
you.
Four Horsemen,
leave
brother.
Me. Boy,
on.
I have something for you, Martin. Here, check it out. I had the honor of going to a WCW match years ago, and I saw Ric Flair in the ring with talking to Mean Gene in Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, it is Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That's Hollywood. And let me tell you another one here. I had the honor, I think I was like 12, 13 years old. I lived at like near Parkersburg Shopping Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I saw Telly Blanchard in a clothing store. I looked at him. Again, I stuck up my four fingers. He did it back. I went in and got it. I got his autograph. I had the pleasure of meeting Telly Blanchard. And he's a nice guy.
Nice.
Nothing like on television. Yes, sir. Mr. Hollywood.
It's cool you said that because, like, during, like, a lot of the Horsemen interviews over the years with Rick and the Andersons and the various others, they would talk about how even though they were heels and villains most of their years, you know, they had some fans that still cheered for Flair. They even had some Anderson fans and so forth and even cheered Barry Windham when he was a heel villain and Luger and all that, but when it came to Tully Blanchard, everybody hated Tully Blanchard.
and I'm going to tell you, even me, like, and Maestro, I'm going to tell you, even me, personally, I thought he was a jerk. But when I met him in person, I mean, I was wrong. I was wrong.
Oh, you're right. He's super cool.
Papa Stu, when I met him, I told him I loved the slingshot suplex off the ropes. I said that was one of the coolest moves ever, and the way you strut around the ring, Tully, that was so cool, man.
He recently did it with FTR and AEW. See that? When he teamed with the FTR, he brought it back, slingshot suplex.
Yeah,
it was
amazing. I like that move, too. I thought it was a cool move.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, he even did it to Big Bubba Rogers before he became Big Bubba Rogers, actually.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Papa Stu, he used that move for a while as a member of the Brainbusters when they first came in there in 88. He used it for a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, man, him and Arn were a hell of a team. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Might as well, can I say something else?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to talk about years ago on the NWA. It was a situation where the Four Horsemen jumped the Road Warriors. I mean, it was like four against two. Four against two.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something.
Right.
I mean, I was yelling at that television. I said, you cheater, you cowards, 4-on-2.
Oh, yeah, because that was unheard of because the Road Warriors, they ran roughshod over everybody back then. So,
exactly. That
yeah,
was an unfair.
Crazy.
That was a very unfair advantage. 4-on-2. That
yeah,
was so
right.
Unfair.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow. The Horsemen are beating up the Road Warriors. I couldn't believe it. It was crazy.
I know. I will never forget that. But you know, payback was hell because they got them back later.
Oh, did they? Oh, my God. Remember War Games? Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
They broke J.J. Dillon's arm and shoulder. Remember that?
Oh, my God.
In the Doomsday device?
Wow. Payback is a...
Yeah,
is,
can I say
payback
this?
Payback is hell.
The Four Horsemen were the masters of the War Games. Nobody controlled the War Games like the Horsemen did. J.J. and all of them. I mean, they always gave their best in the War Games. They put it over. in the bunch.
They said we're winning enough of them. Sure, there were quite a few war games matches.
Yeah, I love this.
Tony, definitely agree with that, Malcolm.
Blood, one point. My mouth's watering right now. The blood, the steel cage. Yeah, I want to climb in right now.
you mentioned Rock and Roll Express earlier. You know, we were talking about them the other week, and you know, the Horsemen had some great matches with the Rock and Roll Express.
Oh, absolutely,
they sure did.
Wow.
And you know, and Rock and Roll East teamed with Dusty Rhodes against the Rock and Roll Express, which was really cool to see.
Well, I didn't know that one. I missed that one.
Oh man,
yeah,
those
totally
shows back then were the fans were just electric back then, man. My God, it was just crazy.
They were.
Yeah, and Tully and Arn, they had some great matches in the WWF. They had two good feuds with the Rockers, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty, and with the Bushwhackers, Luke and Butch. You know, they put it over. You know. When they had and Demolition, Axe and Smash, they had some great matches with them, and I think it was '89. You know, so the Horsemen carried it everywhere, every federation.
You know, it really makes you think: what would have happened if the Horsemen came to the WWE? I mean, it would have changed the whole dynamic of a lot of things. The Horsemen to WWE.
Yes, it most certainly would have.
Yeah,
amazing.
Forgive me, Papa Stro. Forgive me, Mr. McMahon, but I can't say WWE. I wouldn't even say that. I'll say World Wrestling Federation. It's like saying Los Angeles or Las Vegas Raiders. I just can't do it. It's got to be Oakland Raiders.
blame it on the panda. The panda bear. World Wildlife Thunder, yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because even, you know, granted, a lot of, you know, with a lot of our fan favorites in the wrestling industry owe a lot to the Horsemen for the matches they had. We mentioned Rock and Roll. We mentioned Road Warriors, Ronnie and Jimmy Garvin, the Garvins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barry Windham, who eventually became a Horseman.
Yep.
Lex Luger, who became a Horseman, then got kicked out of the Horseman, same as Ole Anderson. So, this is nuts.
See, I was a big Barry Windham fan for a long time, you know, and then he became part of the Horsemen, and I kind of didn't like him so much after that, you know. But I mean, I liked Barry Windham. I liked to watch him wrestle, you know. I liked Lex Luger too, you know, and I've always been a
right.
Sting fan, but you know, so.
Well, speaking of Sting, I got a special treat for you. This is the night that Sting actually was a Horseman for a brief time. And this is the bit where Sting gets kicked out of the Horseman that Malcolm alluded to earlier. So I'm gonna play this clip for you guys real quick. So enjoy it.
Yes.
Enjoy. Here it is. You ready?
Yep,
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Okay. Let me get the volume right here. Okay, here we go.
There you see the old fucker in the ring right there.
Hello.
I want to say one thing right now.
Uncle Terry, I love Uncle Terry.
Two things that's going to be hard to beat in 1990. One of them is World Championship Wrestling because it's here to stay. And the other one is the Horsemen. All four of them. Ric Flair. Dan, Foley, and Arn Anderson. Here they are. Come on out, guys.
Oh, this is great.
I love the music.
Yeah, this is before they had the intro with the horses. And everything.
And there they are,
God,
and gentlemen, Ric Flair on your last World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, good old JR.
The four horsemen, the most physical entourage in the sport today. What do you like them or what do you don't like them?
Anderson and Flair all dressed up and Sting's wearing a Western outfit. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Four very diverse dressing styles as well. Flair's in a $10,000 suit. Sting's in a
got a whistle now, Pip.
Cornette called it, too. Cornette called Ole Anderson and Johnny Cash. Oh, my God.
And now let's go back down to Terry Funk.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no. I want to say one thing. That you four men are tough. And tough is an attitude. I like to think that I have that attitude.
Oh, here we go. Ole, here he talks. Oh, boy.
Let me just say one thing, Terry. When we have an opportunity to get together on national television, we always make a statement. And tonight, once again, the horsemen are going to make a statement. And on behalf of the horsemen, the spokesman, Ole Anderson, has a few words.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
We want to make sure that everybody all around the country has an opportunity to hear what I'm about to say. And I want you in particular to pay attention to its state because you're the reason we're here tonight. I want you to know you're not going to be a horseman anymore.
Oh.
It's over. No more horseman.
You want to get your shot.
Close your mouth a second. I'm going to explain something to you. I want everybody to listen real close, and you listen real close.
Oh, he's great at interviews, man.
When Rick
awesome.
Called me and called Arn to come in here, it was for one reason. And the reason he called us in here was to get rid of you. But I tell you, just be quiet. There's three of us standing here, and there's one of you. Just wait a second. One thing that nobody looked for and nobody could figure was when you jumped in and helped Rick against this guy. We held off.
He pointed Terry Funk.
In the Iron Man contest, we came in that ring and we were ready to stick your head in the sand again.
Oh, wow.
As we came through the ring, Rick gave us pay attention. Rick gave us that sign and waved us off. You were spared for the second time. And then something that nobody would have ever dreamed could happen, happened when you became one of us, a horseman. And you were a good horseman. No argument about it.
Ole looks like he's always giving a lecture.
Tough, strong kid. But you did the one unforgivable thing that we can never forget. You know what that was? When you signed that match to meet Ric Flair for the world title.
That's right. Tell him, Ole.
You signed your death
warrant. Are you listening now? I'm going to tell you what. I said to Rick, we all agreed we should just stop you right now. But Rick says, no, no. Now, he helped me one time. We let him live one time. But on one condition. And the condition is this. You go to the promoter. You go to Mr. Jim Ross or whoever you got to talk to. And you tell him that you're going to cancel.
Jim Ross. Jim Ross like, don't put the heat on me, man. I'm just commentating.
You listen to me. You listen real good. Anybody, even a blind man, could see there's three of us and there's only one of you.
Mm.
We're going to spare your life. You got about 2 hours to make up your mind what you're going to do. And I'm telling you right now, it's only because of his nice kindness that we're going to let you live right here. 2 hours, you make up your mind, you go tell Ross, you tell everybody in the world on this national TV that you're going
to... Sting would have kept his mouth shut. He had 2 hours to decide. Oh,
he
God.
Here
we go.
Sting, I bought you a time because of what you got. It's easy. The whole deal is this. You got 2 hours to make up your mind. And you're no longer a horseman.
Oh,
and
boy.
If we ever see you again, you're not going to be quite so lucky as you are tonight.
Wait a minute. He's gone too far.
I want to
go. Oh, I'm going to punch.
Come on. Look at this.
Oh, God. So good. You slapped? Crack and sting in the face. Flair's brutal, those chops, man.
Get out of here, stop it. Get out of here,
Flair absolutely pathetic. He gave the guy a chance. Well,
Cornette said he gave a guy a chance. Oh, God.
Bobby,
good stuff.
I love that. God, did they take me back? Oh, I was. I took that two different ways. I was cheering for Sting, but I just loved the way the horsemen were the villains. I just really
loved that
whole thing.
Pretty awesome. Good stuff, man. Yep.
It was
kind man,
of,
a lot of
something
a lot
you
of
see on the Batman TV show. You know, the good guy against the bad guys.
You know, they're setting up for Sting and Flair for upcoming pay-per-view, right? Right after that, right? And remember he went later on in this Clash of Champions, he went after Flair in the cage, and he hurt his leg?
Yeah.
I'm in a cage?
Yeah, and Adam told me that it was Doug Dillinger that injured his leg. Is that true?
that's the story I got, too, right? And Wahoo McDaniel was one of the people working backstage. He was actually – he came out and was, you know, covering Sting. He was actually protecting Sting because he was hurt. And Flair went after him, right? And Wahoo was the one that tells Rick, Sting's hurt, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Something else about that, Papa Stro. People talk today about they wanted Sting to take on The Undertaker. That almost happened that weekend until he got injured. I saw the announcement on TBS. It was right before Saturday morning, like on Thursday or Wednesday. They were going to make an announcement that Sting was going to take on Mean Mark Callis this weekend on WCW Saturday Night, or whatever it was called, Championship Wrestling.
That'd been really cool, yeah. That'd been
really
cool.
Came
but, of course, later,
you
know, Sting
today.
Got a shot with Flair later on that summer at the Bash, remember, where he took the title.
Yeah, the closest thing we got to that, we got Lex Luger for the United States title at Great American Bash 90, Pauly Dangerous was his manager. That's the closest you could say that, you know, Sting and The Undertaker almost met. I mean, Luger's like a good substitute.
That's true.
You know? Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff, man. Ah, memories. I love it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Granny, you got any other favorite horseman stories you want to share?
Oh, I can't really think. I mean, there's been so many that's already been listed. I mean, you know, it just I will tell you this, that show that Arn Anderson was at the CWA show, Buff Bagwell was wrestling against Matt Riviera that night, and Arn Anderson came out and actually interfered in the match, and he ended up taking out Buff Bagwell after the match was over with.
Oh, my gosh. Tremendous. Oh, goodness. Yeah.
I'd love to see
Matt. Yeah, well, speaking of, you know, they feuded too, actually, with, you know, with Bagwell was with the NWO, because the Horsemen and the NWO had quite a few battles.
Mm-hmm.
And Bagwell,
you know,
he was teaming with Scott Steiner. He was teaming with Scott Steiner, and also he was teaming up with Scott Norton one time with the NWO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Papa Stro, there was one time in 97, September, the Fall Brawl. You know, it just made me almost cry when this happened because I had so much respect for Ric Flair. Kurt Hennig thought he was going to be one of the horsemen and end up joining the NWO, and they slammed Flair's head, you know, in that cage door. And
oh,
Flair,
yeah.
You know, he had the, oh, God, that broke my heart because I just loved Ric Flair.
Oh,
I didn't care
speaking
if
of.
I didn't care if he was a bad guy, you know.
Right. Speaking of, I'm trying to find, I'm trying to look up the, oh, goodness, let's see.
You know, the most unusual
Finish. I'm trying to find a video, actually, where you were talking about where Ric Flair made his return to Nitro right after that, because it was along those lines when Kurt Hennig turned on the Horsemen, like you said, and they had this band of Horsemen, and then they all come back together that night in Nitro, but I was there in Greenville that night when they got back together. It was tremendous.
Yeah, you know who would have been a great one guy that shouldn't have been a horseman, but he put it over to me. He was originally an announcer with Pepe, Steve Mongo McMichael. I thought, you know, making him a horseman was kind of unusual. But I bet Larry the Cruncher Zbyszko would have made a great member of the Four Horsemen if he ever been one. Because he's a member of the Dangerous Alliance. Yeah, Larry the Cruncher. I thought he'd be a great horseman.
The living legend, right? Larry Zbyszko?
Yeah, I love the Larry Land. I call him Larry Land when I met him. Met him two times.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Larry's great, man. Well, I think Larry was too busy at the time. He was doing commentary. If you notice, he was doing commentary a lot with the Nitros and all that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a lot of reason why Bobby Heenan couldn't manage me, because he came close to managing me when I first started WCW.
Bobby Heenan was
I'm serious. It was Bobby Heenan and Sherry Martel were my two picks. And I told the office that. And Bobby wanted to do it. He really did. But he was too obligated with the commentary. And Sherry almost had it, which has been really cool.
Yeah, but Papa,
so
this is
a bit of a tribute for you.
Larry Zbyszko made, he said, instead of the New World Order, the New World Odor. I told Larry that was hilarious.
Good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Ah, that's the video so hard to find. I got like one half of the video. And that's the half where Arn Anderson's doing the introduction, but that's about it. Because Flair gets this unbelievable promo on Eric Bischoff afterwards. I was trying to play it.
What
about
Mr. Hollywood? Mr. Hollywood, you got any more moments?
No, he's not here with us right now. He had to jump off, but he gave his love to everybody.
Oh, okay. Well, how about you, Granny? You got any more?
Oh, I've just been enjoying listening to this conversation. I mean, you know. So.
You know, didn't both of you get the feeling all through the history, since the Horsemen, I believe, were started in 85 or 86, there was always that chemistry, even on those Nitros until, like, you know, when all the, you know, legends left. You know, and like Jeff Jarrett and Bret Hart and all those guys started the New World Order. But there was always that chemistry around of the Four Horsemen. It was even going on at that time. You could always feel the Four Horsemen energy. Even on the last Nitro when Sting faced Ric Flair in Panama Beach, you know, Panama City or whatever it was called. I mean, I still could feel the energy all the time. The Horsemen were always there, the ghost of the Horsemen.
I think the only one didn't like to be a horseman
was Paul Roma. He didn't like being a
horseman. Yeah, Paul Roma.
Yeah. Go ahead, Granny.
I can remember something funny when Malcolm mentioned Jeff Jarrett. I remember seeing an episode of Jeff Jarrett and Ric Flair were, you know, in the ring, and Dustin Rhodes comes out. And Ric Flair was wanting Dusty to come to the ring. And here comes Dustin. And he says, I don't want you, boy. I want your old man. You tell your old man to get out of here and everything. And Dustin's like, well, you know, Flair, you know, it's just like everybody wants to know who's your daddy. Well, let me introduce you to my daddy. And Dusty Rhodes comes out to the ring with a white donkey.
Yeah.
On the back
of the donkey's
butt said Dusty's white ass. And Ric Flair told Jeff Jarrett, he says, well, I'm not going to go kiss that. You go do it. And Jeff says, whoa, wait a minute, Flair. He says, you're the boss. He says, it's up to you to go do that. Well,
they act like
they're going to shove each other. So they take out Dustin. Well, here comes Dusty to the ring. And all of a sudden, and Dusty takes Flair and Jarrett both to that donkey, and Dustin takes one, and Dusty's got the other one, and they take Jeff Jarrett and Ric Flair's face right into that donkey's butt, and they both have to kiss the they have both had
That's
to kiss
tremendous.
The donkey's butt.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was tremendous.
When he mentioned Jeff Jarrett, I remember that. That was so funny. I thought that was so funny.
Oh, yeah, but that was
funny. He says, I'm not going to do it. You do it.
Dustin Flair, Dustin Rhodes and Ric Flair was like magic, man. Every time they would wrestle each other do anything together, it was amazing.
Yeah, Papa Joe, remember the last pay-per-view ever in WCW, I forget what it's called, but Adam was showing it to me on WWE Network, and what was it, Jeff Jarrett, I think it was Jeff Jarrett and Flair teamed up, and they were taking on, could have been somebody other than Jeff Jarrett, but I think it was Jeff Jarrett
and
Ric Flair.
Well, it was one of the last ones. The very last one was Ric Flair and Sting in the main event. That was the one
before
they got took over by WWE.
This was like a pay-per-view you paid for. And
well, probably the pay-per-view,
I can't believe Dusty ate 260 burritos and came out and said, you're going to kiss my stuck his butt in Flair's face.
That's a lot of burritos.
Yeah, and Dusty brought that up too, Malcolm. And he says, this white donkey, he just got done eating 300 burritos.
Oh my goodness, I can't even imagine. That's a lot of burritos. That's all I
got
to say.
They got their faces shoved in that donkey's butt, like on each side of his butt, and I mean they rubbed their head and their face in that donkey's butt.
Oh my goodness. Well,
Malcolm, they did have that written on here. It said Dusty's white ass.
Well, I found this is the clip where Ric Flair returns to reform the Four Horsemen of Nitro. You might have remembered this. This was in Greenville. There was electric night, and when Flair came out, the whole roof just blew off the building. And the speech he gives afterwards, which brought up Eric Bischoff, and he ended up cussing out Bischoff.
Yeah. No,
here we go.
I was in Loma Linda.
Here we go, Malcolm. Here we go.
Okay.
Now, before we go any further, Chris Benoit, you got this thing rolling. And I'm going to go on record as saying that there's a finer wrestler in all the land than you. I don't know who it is. Your intensity, the first time I saw you wrestle, made you something special. You are something special in my eyes. You knew what it meant to be a horseman. You will carry that tradition way past the year 2000. Mongo McMichael, you're hard-headed. A lot of times, you're hard to be around. But the fact is, in my
eyes, I believe
it. You're all man. You're certainly all pro. And when this is all said and done, if I've got anything to say about it, you will mean to this sport what you meant to the sport of pro football. Now, Dean Malenko.
Here we go. Dean.
The ice.
I've been out here yakking for the last 10 years about what it meant to be a horseman, work ethic, respect for the business, respect for each other, respect for the people that came before us. And while I was yakking the last year and the last couple of months, you were out there fighting the fight for the horseman. You exemplify what a horseman has always meant. Overachievement. Being the very best you could be each and every day of your life, whether you were sick or hurt or whatever the case may be. And it makes me proud now. I'm going to say one more time. I said that you didn't get it. Well, I didn't get it. Because if there was ever a horseman, it makes me a little misty-eyed and a real proud to call on this day the finest thing you can be in the sport of professional wrestling. That's a horseman. Ladies and gentlemen, through the year 2000, we're going to do exactly what all of you across this nation have asked. Arn Anderson, bring back the horseman. And I feel it fair to tell you, I'm not going to be responsible for what happens next. Because we don't wear white hats. We're not nice guys. And I can tell you this, heads are going to roll.
So, careful what you wish for, because now you have it. Oh, what a goose! What a goose! You know, I get accused of getting racked in the head a few times and having a little touch of Alzheimer's. My God! I almost forgot the fourth horseman! Rick Flair! Go, go, go!
Yeah. Wow.
I was playing 2001 Odyssey. What's the name of that song? Is it Papa Stewart 2001
Odyssey? Oh, that being there that night, I mean, it felt like the whole roof was coming off. That ovation he got. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, Papa Stroh, his
came
theme
out
song
crying
was
and everything. It was amazing.
His theme song was 2001 Space Odyssey, wasn't it, from a movie?
Your
tongue's blown.
That tells the whole story.
Oh, it sure does, Mike Tenay.
Words just do not do this moment justice.
Professor Mike Tenay.
I mean, to be there live, you just get chills up your arm.
Look at the respect they show the nature of.
That's Bobby Heenan, isn't it?
Everybody's
wow.
Standing. I mean, just Four Horsemen signs all over the place. Nut.
That was definitely a nut to remember.
Oh, God. So here comes the speech. This is when Eric Bischoff comes out and he starts cussing them out. Oh, God. This is great. By the way, congrats to Eric Bischoff being inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Amen.
Pretty awesome.
It's one of the nicest guys I ever met.
Yeah, I got to meet Eric Bischoff one time. He did a book signing here in Springdale when we had our Hastings store open. He did a book signing on his book.
Awesome. Here we go. Rick's still crying. Here we go. Even JJ's crying.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm almost embarrassed by the response. But when I see this, I know that the 25 years that I spent trying to make you happy every night of your life was worth every damn minute of it. Somebody told me that the horsemen were having a party tonight in Greenville. Would that be true? That the most elite group that Eric Bischoff was dead,
is
alive, and well.
Here we go. Here we go. Oh, my goodness.
This might be my only shot. And I got to tell you, I'm going to make it my best. Is this what you call a great moment in TV? It's wrong because this is real. This is not bought and paid for. It's a real life situation.
just like the night in Columbia, South Carolina, when you looked at me, tears in my eyes, and said, God, that's good deed. This was real. Art Anderson passed the torch. It was real, damn it. You think Sting was crying in a dressing room like I was on TV if it wasn't real? This guy, my best friend, is one of the greatest performers to ever live. And you watched in one night.
Oh, Flair's eyes, man. He's in another, he's in the zone.
Get on the phone and tell me, disband the Horsemen are dead. Disband the Horsemen. Me, you know what? I looked at myself in the mirror the next day, and I saw a pathetic figure that gave up and quit. And for that, I owe you, the wrestling fans. I owe these guys an apology. Because...
Uh-oh. Here comes Eric. You the booze?
What do you think?
Yeah. Oh boy.
You're like me. You're an normal bad asshole. That's right. You're an objective. You're an objective. Oh my God. I'll be a part. You will you are a liar. You're a cheat. You're a scam. You are a no good son of a bitch.
Piper would say any son of an ending goat.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was tremendous. Oh,
I know.
Unbelievable. I just had to play that for you guys. I was searching all night for that one.
Yeah, Papa Stra, the Horsemen, they did, you know, they had Flair was commissioner. You know, running the
mm-hmm.
WCW, remember he's in that mental asylum. He brought the people out, all those patients
out.
Oh,
yeah, he was dancing with the patients, the inmates.
Yeah. and remember,
yeah.
The Horsemen can say they're probably only the elite force in wrestling that actually had a professional wrestler as a member of their squad. Steve Mongo McMichael,
right.
They could say that, too.
Oh, that's tremendous.
And you know something, Papa Stra, you got, you know, variety is the spice of life. You don't want just one Hulk Hogan. You don't want just one Roddy Piper. You want a mixture of all these personalities, and they all put it together. They put the show on, to me.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. It just seeing these old clips, this just takes you back, and it's like, How wrestling was so hot at one time, all together. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
for sure.
Just seeing those live crowds and everything, you just get chills watching.
I met a lot of big wrestlers, Papa Stra, but Ric Flair's not that big, Piper's not that big, but both those guys when I met them, even Bret Hart, first time I met him. I was more nervous than I would have met Braun Strowman. Yeah.
That's an amazing thing. TV, like you look at Eddie Guerrero on TV, he looked like Adonis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I met Rey Mysterio last year. Rey Mysterio's not that big, but, you know, just standing next to him, all the things he's done – for his size.
Oh, yeah. He had some good matches with the Horsemen. You know, the Horsemen,
yeah.
You know, that version of the Horsemen back then.
Yeah. And when the NWO took over, the Horsemen got really involved in that. I mean, they took out Arn Anderson, and they took out – was it Chris Benoit were the two they took out? I think Dean Malenko were and Mongo, and those guys were helping out.
Well, at one point, the Horsemen and the Dungeon of Doom were teaming up against the NWO, the Four Horsemen
NWO.
And the Dungeon of Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was like, you know, WCW versus NWO type thing.
And you know what, Papa Stu, they were even involved in the evolution of Sting from, you know, the spike blonde hair to the dark brown hair, and then he changed over at Fall Brawl 96.
Right.
Flair and Arn didn't trust him, and then he went to that black, dark part of his life and came back as the Crow. You could say the Horsemen are responsible for that, too. You know, they were involved in it.
Oh, yeah. And they even teamed, believe it or not, for a brief moment, they even teamed up with Roddy Piper against NWO, the Horsemen.
Yeah. Flair and Piper.
Yeah.
You know, Papa Stu, Piper told me when you got on the plane with Ric Flair, he said he brought his show everywhere. He was on the plane. He'd get drunk. He'd dance with the stewardess. And Piper told me, Malcolm, you had to see it to believe it.
Oh, gosh. I've been to those Horsemen parties, man. Oh, my gosh. Those, insane. I mean, there was one party I went to. They were passing down $100 of Dom Perignon, like it was going out of style. They had a whole, like, spread of food. And the thing is, they did that all the time. They you know, they do the wrestling at night, they party, and then they wake up, work out, and then fly the next town. I don't see how they did it. I know, I couldn't keep up. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. I don't know.
Great
what
stuff,
else can
man.
Say about them? I mean, you know, they're probably, you know, if we were to go put in a wrestling in a time machine 100 years from now, probably people would reflect more back to the Horsemen in the NWA and maybe Hulk Hogan in the WWF than anything else, I think.
And of course, we created Horsemen and beat up all the favorites back then. You know, they beat up Ricky Morton.
Yeah.
He had to wear the nose guard, right? They beat up Dusty Rhodes where he had in the parking lot, and oh gosh, they hurt Dusty Rhodes' leg, and he came back with the steel reinforced boot, the white boot he used to wear. Remember that?
Yeah, and they were involved with the Crockett Cup. You know, they were involved in a lot of those big matches, and also they were involved when Dusty. No, Kevin Sullivan told me he created the character. But they were involved with the Midnight Rider because they were in back. JJ and all of them were back there, and
they were
kind of pulling matches.
Yeah, that was
That
started back in Florida, back when Dusty and Kevin Sullivan were feuding.
Yeah.
And they brought it over to you know, NWA / WCW, brought the Midnight Rider there.
Yeah.
And I dig the Midnight Rider, man. It was funny because they played the Willie Nelson music. He's the old Midnight Rider, Willie Nelson song.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was great.
Yeah, Papa Stro, I know WrestleMania is this weekend. There's a lot of wrestlers I respect that are going to be in matches.
Oh, God,
Lashley, Seth Rollins.
Been wrestling every night this week.
Rather...
Even including tonight. They're like night two of the NXT Stand Delivered going on right now.
I'd much rather go back to the old days, you know, in the 80s when wrestling to me was, I mean... You know, it wasn't a big, you know, spectacular like the Super Bowl is every year, the World Series like it is now. Back when, you know, the good old days, you know, wrestling, when wrestling was wrestling, you know, and wrestlers were
well,
wrestling.
Well, speaking of WrestleMania, let's throw a few predictions out there. Okay, I'll name a match, and you predict, make a prediction who's going to come out on top.
And Granny, too.
Okay. Well, that's what I meant by you, the audience.
Okay.
Okay. All right. First match comes to mind, Bobby Lashley against Drew McIntyre. Who do you think is going to come out on top?
The walking Armageddon, the Dominator, my buddy, Bobby Lashley.
Okay. What about you, Granny? What you got?
I got to go for Drew McIntyre. I'm not a Bobby Lashley fan, so I got to go with Drew.
Okay, well, we got one and one.
Granny, I got to tell you, he signed my Raider card for me, so anybody does that for me, I got his total back. So,
well, I understand that, Malcolm, and that's perfectly fine. I understand that. So.
Okay. Here's the next one. Sasha Banks against Bianca Belair for the Women's SmackDown title.
The boss.
Ooh.
The boss. The boss.
You go the boss, Malcolm? Okay, who you got, Granny?
Yeah, because I met her at Cricket Wireless today
after
the Jets
that's
game.
Gonna be, that's going to – I think that's going to be a pretty good match. I mean
mm-hmm. – Oh, yeah.
You know, I think Sasha's going to take it, though. I really do, but I think Bianca's going to give her –
Okay, Sasha, all right.
I think Bianca's going to give her a good fight, though.
Yeah. It's going to be one – yeah, that's definitely one of the best matches, I think, going to be one of the best matches on the show. And so we got two for Sasha. All right. Cool. All right.
Yeah,
next, we have who do we have? Oh, yeah, The Fiend against Randy Orton.
Randy,
I don't like The Fiend that much. I got to go, you know, and I'm not a big Randy Orton fan, but I got to go for Randy Orton on that one.
All right.
Papa, sure,
who you got, Malcolm?
That's
who you
the
got,
son
Malcolm?
Of Ace Cowboy Bob Orton, and I met Randy Orton.
Yes.
He's the Viper. I got the Viper, man. Snakes all the way.
All right. We got two for Randy. All right. Awesome. Okay. Now, next we have for the SmackDown Heavyweight Championship, the three-way between the champ Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, and Edge. Who do you think is going to come out and talk?
Well, oh man, that's gonna be a tough one because I like Daniel Bryan
mm-hmm.
and I like Edge and. I don't know, you know, Daniel Bryan, he ain't taking no crap from nobody lately. That's going to be, oh, man.
That's a tough one, I know.
I'd like to see Daniel Bryan. I'd like to see Daniel Bryan win that.
Daniel Bryan, okay.
That's special
awesome.
Of the week.
So who you got, Malcolm?
I got the big dog, Roman Reigns. Love that guy. I can't wait to meet him.
All right. We got one for the champ Roman. We got one for Daniel Bryan. Okay. Awesome. This will be a good match, though. So that definitely be one of the better matches.
Yeah, no pun intended. No pun intended, Papa Tro, but that gives Roman Reigns the edge.
The edge. I get it. Okay. Let's see. Who else we got here? Oh, yeah. Shane McMahon. And Braun Strowman in the steel cage.
Oh, I got to go with Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman? Okay.
I gotta go
who you got,
yeah.
Malcolm?
Money in the Bank, the Monster in the Bank, my man Braun Strowman.
All right. Braun Strowman, okay. All right. For the women's. Raw Women's Championship, Asuka defending against Rhea Ripley. Who do you think is going to come out?
Asuka.
As Brady would
got
say,
two for
Asuka.
Asuka. All right, two for Asuka.
Even though she thinks I'm crazy, Asuka.
Oh, Asuka. Okay, for the Intercontinental Championship, I believe it's Big E and Apollo Crews.
Biggie
of New Day, you know.
Yeah.
I gotta go with Biggie. I like Biggie on that one.
Okay.
And Papa Stro, I love your dance moves if he's listening. Biggie, I love your dance moves for a big guy.
Okay. Next is a tag team match. Miz and Morrison taking on Bad Bunny and Damian Priest.
Oh, wow.
Who do you think is going to give out top?
Oh, gosh.
Bad Bunny's that rapper that's on there now.
Yeah, I know.
I don't really care for either one of those choices. I imagine it'll probably be Miz and Morrison, but I don't know. That Damian Priest, I haven't been watching a lot of SmackDown or Raw lately, but I've seen that Damian Priest guy, you know, and I don't know, you know, but I guess as much as I hate Miz and Morrison, I think they're probably going to take it, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next we have Cesaro against Seth Rollins.
You didn't even get my pick.
Who'd you pick?
I wanted Miz and Morrison. Miz and Morrison, when he steps through the ring, my mouth goes shut.
Okay.
And Johnny Impact.
That's interesting that Granny would pick the heel team.
Well, I don't really like either choice on that one, you know, but, you know, I just, I don't know. I'm guessing that Morrison and Miz will probably take it, even though I don't like either choice, really.
Okay. Okay. Oh yeah, that's that is a tough one though. Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Let's see if there's anything any matches.
Cesaro.
I think
you said Cesaro and Seth Rollins.
Yeah, who do you pick? You think's gonna come out top on that one?
I'd like to see Cesaro take that.
All right. Got one for Cesaro.
I just, like I said, I've not been a Seth Rollins fan for quite some time, so I don't know.
Hey,
I mean,
I met him in Las Vegas on March 3rd, 2019 at ToyCon, and Seth Rollins, you're still the King Slayer, you're still a member of the Shield. I don't care about your other characters, I still like the guy. He's so respectful to me.
So, does that mean you'll pick Seth over Cesaro?
Absolutely, Kingslayer.
Okay, so we got one for Seth and one for Cesaro. Okay, all right. Next, we have The New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods taking on AJ Styles and his bodyguard, Omos, for the Raw Tag Team.
I got to go for New Day. Kofi and Xavier, I got to go for New Day.
New Day, got one for New Day. Who you got, Malcolm?
That's a hard one, Papa Strokes. I know AJ Styles, and I met, what was his name, Xavier Woods. He was Consequences Creed in TNA with Jay Lethal. I mean, I guess I'll take a pick 'em. I'll just flip a coin on that one because I like all four of them. So.
Malcolm goes by default. Yeah. All right. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. You pick some come out on top.
I think Kevin Owens is gonna be him.
I really do.
Kevin Owens. All right. We got two for Kev. Okay. Matt Riddle taking on Sheamus for the United States Championship. Who do you guys got to be on top?
I got to go for Matt Riddle.
Yeah,
Matt
in
Riddle,
honor
okay.
of Adam, he likes Matt Riddle. I'm going with Matt Riddle.
Oh,
I like
so
Sheamus, but I'm going
two
with Matt
for
Riddle.
Two for Riddle. Okay.
David against Goliath.
Okay. Now, night one of WrestleMania, they had the women's tag team turmoil match, and with the winner getting a shot at the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax on night two. And the teams that will be competing in night one in that turmoil match will be the Riot Squad, Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke, Natalya and Tamina, and Naomi and Lana. So which one do you think is going to go on to face the champ night two?
Man, could you repeat those four again, Papa Stra?
Okay.
I'm going for Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke.
Okay, we got one for Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke. And just to repeat, Malcolm, the teams were the Riot Squad, Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke, Natalya and Tamina, and Naomi and Lana.
I'll go with Natalya and Tamina. I met Natalya, and she's the niece of the hitman Bret Hart, who is one of my best friends.
Okay. So we got one for Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke, and we got one for Natalya and Tamina. Okay. Either one could happen. You know, I mean, that's really cool.
No Alexa Bliss?
Yeah, well, I don't see her having a match here. But even though she'll probably be heavily involved in the Fiend versus Randy Orton match, being she's with
yeah,
the Fiend.
Probably. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I hope she doesn't bring her pig.
But
that's
solid card.
Tired of hearing about that pig.
Yeah. Should be interesting. They're having the now tomorrow night on SmackDown, they're having the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Yeah, I love the Battle Royal.
That'll be interesting, for sure.
Could you name some of the participants?
I have no idea, actually. They're not really saying here who's all
okay.
participating, but it could be. Could be just about the whole card. Who knows?
I'm trying to think somebody that's in there that I'd root for. Battle Royal. Is what's his name? Mojo Rawley in the Battle Royal? I'm just wondering.
I'm not sure. He might be. I have no idea.
Well, if he's in there, I'm going to pick Mojo Rawley because he really liked me in Las Vegas when I met him.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. Like, I have no idea who's participating this year.
My upset special of the week.
Oh, fantastic. So, is there anything you guys – this has been fun tonight. Thank you for talking Full Horseman, and thank you listeners that are listening in. Guys, is there anything you'd like to plug? Any plugs? Plug away.
You can go first, Granny.
Oh, well, you know, I just I don't really have anything to plug. I just hope everybody has a great rest of the week and everybody stay safe and be good to each other. And, you know, I am going to a wrestling show Saturday. This
nice.
Is, well, it used to be called Arkansas Championship Wrestling, the one that I was president of the fan club of. They've actually changed their name. This is their first show since, you know, COVID happened. They're going to have, El Torito was supposed to be at this show. They've changed the name to International Championship Wrestling Arkansas. And El Torito was supposed to be in attendance, but something came up. He couldn't make it. I scheduled conflicts, I guess. I don't know. But anyways, replacing him is going to be Super Crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember him from WCW.
Nice.
WCW, ECW, I think he was WWE for a while. I think he was even part
of
the band for a while.
Super Crazy,
he's going to be replacing El Torito, so that's going to be kind of an exciting night.
That's awesome.
You know, I'm looking forward to that because this is going to be their first show in over a year, you know, so...
Fantastic.
I'm excited about that. So.
That's awesome. I hope you have a good time.
Oh yeah. Well,
yeah,
I plan on it. I plan on it. And if you all would, I don't usually ask for prayers for myself, but Granny's got to have a chemical stress test done next Thursday morning at 7:15. So, any good vibes that anybody wants to send my way, I'm not saying that anything's wrong, but they haven't done one in about 7 years on me, and I had a little incident about a month and a half ago that was kind of concerning, and so they want to go ahead and just make sure that everything's okay with me. So.
Oh, absolutely. You got it.
Yeah, you swing
absolutely.
Me your address, I'll send you a get well card.
Okay. I'll now you're not on Facebook, are you, Malcolm?
No. But Brady, I think Brady has my email address if you need it. And if you email me.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can send it to Stro, and then he can send it to you.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'll send it to you as soon as I get it, Malcolm.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you as soon as I get it, Malcolm. No worries.
I just want to wish Hulk Hogan, they said, the champ is hosting WrestleMania in Tampa Bay, Florida this year.
That's right.
And
him and Titus O'Neil, right? Are they the hosts?
Yeah.
Him and Titus are the hosts. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I've only met him 2 times, and he's just treated me more like not a fan, like a friend, but like family. Hulk, he has total respect for me. He's been my inspiration since
awesome,
January 84. You know, and he's just been so nice to me, you know, and I was so nervous when I met him that time, I've only met him 2 times, but, you know, taking my picture with him was like, even though Kevin Nash and Scott Hall were in the picture too, just having him stand behind me was like the greatest thrill of my life, you know. Also, I want to wish all the wrestlers that I know that I've met that are involved in matches this weekend, whether I've talked to them on the phone or I've met them in person, I want to wish them all much success this weekend at WrestleMania. I want to wish Mr. McMahon good luck. This is his first live pay-per-view in over a year since this corona stuff hit. And I also want to tell you and Granny that you guys are my best friends. If anybody doesn't like it, I can have as many best friends as I want. It's my life. And also, Adam's my best friend. I'm renting a room from him here in Charleston. Adam's birthday is the 10th, this Saturday. And I bought him some from the WWE shop. It's not going to be here this weekend, but I got a birthday card for him. And I just, you know, I'm going to spend it with his dad and his stepmom. You know, we're going to be watching WrestleMania the first day. I guess we're going to watch the second part here at the place the next day. But Adam has just been so nice to me. And I told people David Arquette was my best friend. But I told Dave on the phone 2 days ago in the morning, I said, Dave, I want to add Adam to like a 6-man tag for me and you and him, like a tag team together. Adam Helms, Malcolm Mania Wildman, and David Mania Arquette City. We're a triple threat. Nobody can beat. So I just want to say that.
Happy birthday,
Papa
Adam.
Granny, I want to hope you get better. And Papa Stro, you run absolute best show of anybody on Thursdays. That's why, Colleen, your voice is unmistakable. So, and your wrestling, your wrestling techniques are, you know, our par laissance or whatever they say, you know. Maybe
thank
I said
you.
That
wrong. You guys make the show. Without you guys, it wouldn't be a show for sure. And speaking of show, we've got a late caller calling in. Listen, I think this is a Steve. Steve, welcome. Welcome
Steve
to the party.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, Steve.
Doing great. I wanted to mention the time I met Ric Flair, I got to pose with him, and we did the Four Horsemen sign in the photo, so that was pretty cool.
That's
I wanted
awesome
to get that out there before the episode ended, yeah.
That's
cool,
Steve.
It's great.
Get Leap the Nature Boy.
That's how you, Flair's really cool. Real quick, do you have any cool Four Horsemen stories you want to throw out there?
Yeah.
Or it got you on?
I don't have much stories, but I did like the Tully Blanchard I Quit match with Magnum, and then, of course, Horseman's feud with Dusty, obviously. And the
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, we mentioned the War Games matches they had with Dusty and I think Nikita Koloff and the variations of members Dusty had on his team. The different War Games matches, the Horsemen.
I like how they added members later on, like Malenko and Benoit and Solomon, and later incarnations of it.
Yeah, we played the video where they with that incarnation of Benoit and Malenko and Mongo and Flair got together. That Nitro, he came back with Arn Anderson, JJ. What a segment that was. I was there. I mean when Flair came out, we heard it earlier. I mean, the whole roof just came off. It was unbelievable. He cussed out Bischoff at the end. It was tremendous.
Right. I'm wondering when WWE is ever going to do a four horsewomen match between the MMA before, you know, with Ronda's group and Charlotte and Becky and Bayley and Sasha. I wonder when.
I wish they would hurry up and do it. I wish they would hurry up and do it. Goodness, I've been waiting for that one forever.
Because, I mean, yeah, you know, Shayna's friends are, you know, over there, and Ronda, I'm sure, could come back when she wants. So I'm surprised that hasn't been, you know, in the plans yet.
Steve, that
could be WrestleMania next year.
Yeah.
That could be WrestleMania match next year.
They're going to do a ladies' four horsemen group? Wow.
Yeah, because
Bayley's going to be in it.
No. I'm saying that's what should be booked eventually.
Oh. Okay. I thought it was in the works or something. I didn't know.
No, they teased it a while back when Shayna and Ronda's friends were there, and they never built to it.
Maybe they can make that happen for next year.
You know, I hope so.
Yeah.
I really hope they can make it happen.
Either WrestleMania or like Evolution, if they do another women's pay per view.
That would be cool. Yeah, that'd be really cool.
I really like the reunion on AEW with Tully Blanchard getting that match, and then he had the title belt on him, and then J.D. Dillon was there and Arne Anderson on stage. That was a cool moment.
Oh, gosh, yes. That was amazing. We talked about that, how he brought back the slingshot suplex in that match.
Yeah.
That awesome.
Right.
Tully slingshot suplex.
Hey, Steve, you got any plugs you want to give out there?
Not really any plugs, just I guess my social media, it's Doug Steven on Twitter and Twitch and Instagram, but I got to go back and listen to that WSB Lounge interview I think he had with the Koloss.
That was really good.
I got his number if you need it, Steve. I got Brian Vaughn's number.
Oh, that's cool. I'll probably get it from him later, but I'll have to check that out after. And then, Stro, did you hear about Will Ospreay winning the heavyweight title in New Japan?
Yes, I'm happy for him. That's awesome.
Yeah, AJ Styles like tweeted in support, which I thought was very interesting because they both had, you know, the ref pro heavyweight title and the IWGP title simultaneously. So really interesting stuff. And what do you think about Jericho doing the WWE Network interview with Austin?
I am so looking forward to watching that. I can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be interesting if they mention AEW. But yeah, those are my
plugs and
thoughts.
Where a clip of where Austin did his like a deal where you would say something and Chris would say what comes to mind first comes to mind, and the clip I saw, he put over Sammy Guevara.
Oh, wow.
One of his favorite partners. Yes. Like, wow. So I can't wait. I'm excited to see the whole interview.
Definitely. A lot of interesting stuff going on, but I'll let anybody else plug if need be.
One more quick announcement.
Yeah, go ahead.
If anybody's interested, because I'm done with it because they left Oakland and my heart's not in anymore, anybody's interested in buying my two seats at Reliant Stadium for the Las Vegas Raiders, give me a call or email me.
You heard it here, folks. Malcolm, where can they reach you?
Well, I'll give you my information, Papa Stro, if you email me.
I know people are listening on there. What's the safest info you could give them where they could reach you without
email?
Would
an email work?
Can I give my email address right now?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine if you want.
It's malcomania76@gmail.com. It's malcomania, M-A-L-C, like in Charlie A, M-A-N-I-A, 76@gmail.com, if you're interested. And
there you go, folks. If you're interested, give Malcolm an email.
I just don't care about the win-losses. Pittsburgh could win more Super Bowls than the Raiders do. They left Oakland, and my heart's just not in it anymore. You know, Kenny Stabler, Cliff Branch, gone. So.
Oh, man. Any more plugs and shout-outs or mentions, guys? As we'll make sure everybody can get their stuff out there.
I'm good.
Steve, you got any more?
No, just looking forward to Retro next week, and thanks for having me on last minute.
Oh, anytime. You guys make the show. What if you guys wouldn't be a show? I look forward to it each and every Thursday, man. I love these discussions we've been having here recently. It's been awesome. Well, next week we'll have something really cool to talk about, I promise you. Thank you for listening tonight. Listeners that are listening in, be sure to catch the archives of tonight's show, WCW Retro, on VOCNation.com. Just look for WCW Retro and Four Horsemen Discussion. And thank you guys for calling in. You guys are awesome. Love you all. Have a great rest of the week and weekend. Enjoy WrestleMania, and we'll see you next Thursday. And we'll leave
good
out.
Good night, everybody.
Express. Here we go.
Good night. Midnight Express.